On you alone I can trust. On you I can depend when trouble pulls me round the bend. And I feel as if it will never end. On you alone I can trust. On you I can depend when trouble pulls me round the bend. And I feel as if I'd be home again with you. Hi, Lord. We bow before you. We kneel before you. We fall prostrate before you. We walk to work. We go for a jog in the park. We are doing all the things, Lord, as we have a conversation with you. Father, Daddy, brother, friend, healer, great provider, protector, Alpha and Omega. Lord, where do I start? Thank you. Thank you for being here for us. Even in our sin. Even in the sin that we know that we do, we are aware of. And in the sin that we have no idea about and that we're clueless about. Lord, you know that we have fallen and we don't deserve you. And yet, you are the one that we can trust. You are the one that we can depend on. So for that, we humbly thank you. Lord, please accept our hearts. Please put our heart in the right place as we come to you, humbly. Lord, we've made such a mess of everything, it seems. And Lord, it seems as if it's happening quicker, worse. But Lord God, we know as your people, you did say that you would come back to claim us as your own. As long as we keep on trusting in you, we devote our life to you, that we just bring ourselves and not try to create some other thing that we think we need to bring to you, Lord God. As long as we just claim you as our Savior. But Lord, you know that sometimes we just run amok. We get ahead of ourselves. And we think that we know everything. Even when we say we trust in you, Lord, we still put that aside and make our own decisions, believing that all we have to do is do our thing and then you will come and help us with it. Lord God, how ridiculous are we? Look at what we've done to your world with that sort of thinking. Look at what we've done to the present that you've given us called life. There's so many broken people all around, Lord God, that need you. And sometimes instead of praying for our brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know, we're out there making the decisions that we claim that we don't need you for. Lord, sometimes we're so stubborn that we just find another story and we don't bring it before you. We don't claim it. We don't say sorry. Lord, there's so many times that you bless us with things. You bless us with a job. You bless us with being a parent. You bless us with family. You bless us with the roof over our heads. You bless us, you bless us, you bless us. And then we make a mess of it. And we become so full of it that we do not stop and say sorry to each other, to our children, to ourselves, and most importantly, to you. Lord God, we are so glad that you are so beyond our understanding, so beyond our comprehension. Because the way we treat each other, if you were like that, Lord God, we would just cease to exist. We would cease to exist. We can claim that we have empathy, Lord God, for those you have made to be in communion with us, our sisters and brothers in Christ, folks of other faiths, our workmates, everyone. And then it is fake. Because something in the back of our minds just wants us to step on that person and get a little higher, because we are in such a state right now, we've dug ourselves such a hole that we cannot seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So everyone is doing that, you know, claiming the empathy, claiming that we understand, and then we just want to climb on top of each other to try to get what we can to survive. When all we need is you. Lord God, I pray that our hearts be acceptable in your sight as we bring it all to you. Lord God, we're just going to take a minute so that each of us can bring our heavy hearts to you. Things that we may have done, not done. Things that we may have said, not said. Not having enough faith. Being pulled away because of work or whatever. Or anything, Lord God. We take this time right now, Lord, to bring this to you. Now. Open my eyes so I can see your holy word poured forth through me. Show me to bring my brothers, my sisters close to you, Lord. Use me. Lord, thank you for letting us just lay our burdens at your feet. And Lord God, we are not worthy, but we ask that you use us. We use us to do what you need to do through us, what you've placed us here for, what you made us for. Lord God, there are things that are going on with each of us from the very little to the very great. And sometimes we're so caught up, Lord, with making things how we want them to be. As in, for instance, Lord God, if we may be ill, we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray to be better. Not that we shouldn't, Lord God. Not that we shouldn't, because you have said we can offer these prayers and supplications to you. But Lord God, sometimes we forget that you have your will and that you provide your tools and that you have a plan. So help us to see that when you use us, Lord God, to reach each other, to empathize completely with others, to get beyond our pride, to actually see the pain around us, to ask you what we should do. Sometimes, Lord, we don't need to say anything, or sometimes we need to do something big. But Lord God, we ask now, humbly, knowing full well that we may mess this up again, that you would use us, that you will impart your will. Be gentle, Lord, I ask, but impart your will on our lives so that we could be of service and that we can be restored or maintained or carried forth to do whatever you would have us do, Lord God. And in turn, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that in our listening, in our obedience, in our paying attention to you, or in our humble attitude of just bringing us, sinful as we are, to you, that we can talk to others, you know, and be a source of light for others. That we could have you in us so that others could see you. Because sometimes we are the only person that would have that light for others to see. And this goes from the very low, Lord God, to the very high. Everything is possible with you, Lord Jesus. We just keep taking it away. So why on earth is it that we can't trust the fact that you can use us for great things as well as the lowly? Lord, go with us as we go about our day, each and every day, every moment. Pay attention to our health, to our family life, to folks who are surrounding us, to everything, Lord God, because we all are different. And you did that deliberately. So please, we ask that you stand by us. We know you do, but we have this habit of forgetting. So we are establishing that by speaking it. And Lord, help us to remember that you made us beautiful, regardless of what we mere humans may say. Help us to claim the excellence that you have given to us, the power that you have given to us. You work through us if we only allow it. So help us to claim that, so that we can be the light that others can see. Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing us here together. Thank you for taking us how we are, with tears flowing and on our knees or whatever. Thank you, because we do not deserve you. Protect us, O Father. Protect our families. Protect this world from ourselves. Open, I don't know, a funnel of common sense, Lord God, so that we can listen to you instead of ourselves, because we've just, oh Jesus. But thank you for this time here where we can ask for that together in communion with you. Lord, the weight of this world is heavy. Your kingdom is at hand. But we know with you, we can rise as wings on eagles. We can run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Again, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation, my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Father. O Father, O Jesus, O Redeemer. Amen. Amen.